But we had a meld one here, which can then make kind of a trip and then meld onto my desk and floor. And then we also have the explode prompt, which is pretty cool as well. Okay, and here we have our results, and it's a little disorienting and kind of creepy, and the size and proportions are a little bit off here and there, but I am pretty impressed with the results. I also love how the Funko Pops got thrown into the Oval Office in the background as well. It's a little mixture of Oval Office / AI Marketing Navigator Home Studio. So, what is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with more AI video generation goodness, and I am absolutely kicking myself because today we are covering a tool that has been around for a little while in the video generation space, but I never pulled the trigger on it or did an episode on or subscribed to it or even experiment with it, and that is Pika AI from Pika Labs. And like I said, I'm definitely kicking myself because I think this is going to end up being one of my favorite tools to demo, especially with their latest feature, Pika Editions. And they are once again making waves in the AI space with this feature. And that's kind of what prompted me to do this dive on the tool today and make sure anybody who's listening who hasn't heard of Pika AI or like me has yet to try it can add it to their AI marketing tool belt. So with that, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Pika AI. We'll do some background on the tool, talk about some of its features, and we'll do a tour and a demo of it as well. Pika AI was founded in 2023 by Stanford PhD students Demi Gu and Chenlin Meng. And as always, I apologize if I mispronounce those names. Two of them formed Pika Labs, which created Pika AI. And just like all of the other generation AI or gen tools that we've covered, they offer a variety of different tools and features that are going to help you transform different text prompts and image inputs or existing videos into high quality video outputs. And there are several models that make up the Pika family, ranging from Pika 1.0, the original classic model, all the way to the current 2.1, and obviously each model has seen increasingly impressive features and functionalities, and like many of the video generation tools we've covered so far, the core features are basically going to enable you to input text prompts, upload images to use as different inspiration in scenes and videos. Of course, they can apply a variety of different styles to those inputs, and the resulting outputs can be photorealistic, cinematic, cartoon, or animated. All sorts of different customizations can be performed to your video generations, which should sound very familiar to other tools that we've tested, like camera movement or different transitions, different special effects. But there are a few places where I think Pika AI really differentiates itself, and we'll touch on each of those in the episode today. The special effects are in themselves really fun and a great way to see kind of just how impressive the tool is. So I'm very excited to show you those. So, as with all AI video generators in our tool belt at this point, there is a ton of potential here for content creators and marketers or advertisers to be used in creative campaigns. But again, I think this is especially the case with Pika, given some of the features that we're going to touch on in tonight's episode. For instance, introduced in Pika 2.0, you can input different scene ingredients like characters and objects or specific backgrounds and mix these ingredients together and integrate them into an output video that seamlessly combines those elements. So we will also demo that, the Pika scenes, on today's show. Starting at Pika 1.5, so after their original model, there are really three core features, though, or functionalities on top of general video generation. And we're going to touch on each of these tonight and try and demo them as well as we can. The feature that I already mentioned and that made me want to record today's episode was Pika Editions, and this is their newest drop that allows users to directly insert objects or characters or any variety of imaginable elements into existing videos. And I saw some of the examples of this earlier today on X and on social, and they look really impressive and really fun. I think it's also probably been behind, or at least the models that are similar to this one that are powering Pika 2.1 have kind of been involved in these AI-powered in-painting into existing videos. And there have been some pretty convincing generations out there on the socials so far that have been fooling some people, even though we're in the early days of AI here, where these existing videos have some very realistically integrated features or characters. I think the example I'm thinking of right now was something along the lines of like a shark or an octopus or something that was beached. Maybe it was like a kraken or something very, very terrifying. but startlingly realistic with some of these generations. And it looks kind of reminiscent of what we're seeing with some of the Peak editions, which we'll see here shortly. And it's really impressive how seamlessly this is done with the Peak editions. They're going to adjust the lighting and the shadow and the physics and the motion to make sure that everything appears natural. And the effects, like I said, are really pretty impressive. These added elements and objects can interact dynamically with characters and existing elements in the video. Pretty mind-bending stuff. And I think it's another one of the things that's going to have a huge impact as far as adoption outside of the AI bubble, when people start seeing some of the creative results of this in-painting technology or these Peak editions. And again, we're going to demo that as best as we can in the episode tonight, as well as take a general tour of Pika and touch on some of the features in each of the models as well. We're also going to hit the pricing of Pika. Spoilers, you will need to go to a paid tier to get the commercial use and to remove a watermark. We've talked about that with many of these generation tools, so that's also going to be the same case here with Pika. But the next core feature that I want to touch on is Pika Scenes. And this is the feature that's going to allow you to use those scene ingredients that we mentioned a little bit ago. You're going to need to use Pika 2.0 or Pika 2.1 for the Pika Scenes feature. But again, you can do a variety of scene customizations. Users can upload images of characters or objects or settings and then combine them into these scenes, which allows for some pretty dynamic storytelling when these elements can all interact with each other. There is also some pretty impressive motion and animation capabilities within Pika, which we're also going to test out tonight. And I think what we'll do is we'll just use the same prompt of our dynamic snowboarder that we used in a previous episode where we tested some of these AI video generators up against each other. And so we'll see how the original Pika model, Pika 1.0, does compared to the newer model. And then we'll also try each of these features that we're touching on. And we'll see where Pika ranks as far as our dynamic motion test goes. So we'll have a couple different demos to do tonight and a couple different outputs to share from tonight's episode. Okay, and then the third feature that we're going to touch on and what I wanted to make sure to cover was Pika Effects, which we also just mentioned. This is the really fun one that was introduced in the Pika 1.5 model, and it's going to allow users to apply a set of templated effects or basically animations to existing video elements. And again, it's just so impressive what these AI models are able to do and how they're able to process this existing media. So among the effects that we will see here shortly are things like explode or crumble, where objects are going to break up into multiple different fragments, or cakeify, which is a really fun one where you're going to transform different subjects into hyper-realistic cakes. I think we'll have to maybe test that one out when we dive into the Pika effects right here. And as far as use cases go, I think these would, I think, make more sense for a little more whimsical of your generations or content use cases, maybe some organic viral social media content or some creative B-roll for some video, something like that. Okay, let's go ahead and hop into the tool. We're going to start with the pricing page. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen for anybody who is watching along. You should be looking at the pricing page now. As usual, you have your yearly and monthly options. Looks like you're going to get a 20% discount on the yearly pricing in the case of Pika, but we'll look at each plan for the monthly right now. As is typical in becoming table stakes, we have a freemium option, a free option, so you should be able to test it out tonight or today or whenever you're catching this episode. And like I said, that's basically becoming table stakes with these tools and platforms, and it's just good marketing. Anyway, at the basic tier, you're going to get 150 monthly video credits, so it is a credit-based system. Again, if you're watching along on video, you can see now when I highlight over this info portion, it kind of gives you a breakdown of the cost for each model, what it costs to generate a video. Again, if you're not watching along, it ranges from like 5 credits for their simplest model, their turbo model, which is just text to video or image to video. And it ranges all the way from that 5 credits up to 60 credits, which is what it costs for the 2.1 model using scene ingredients and things like that. So check out the pricing link in the show notes to review those different tiers on your own time. But at the basic tier, again, you have 150 monthly video credits, access to Pika 1.5, but you do not have access to the most recent models, the Pika 2 and 2.1. So you're also going to have to jump into a paid tier before you get those. And then additionally, what you're going to miss out on at that free tier is the ability to purchase more rollover video credits, as well as to download your videos with no watermark. And to use them commercially, which we've already mentioned. Again, you're going to need to pay for that as well. Now, at the next tier up, which is $10 a month, the standard tier, unfortunately, you're still not going to get the right to the watermark or the commercial use, but your credits do go way up to 700 monthly video credits, and this is where you can get access to the latest models as well, Pika 2.0 and 2.1, as well as Turbo. You'll also get fast generation times, and here's where you get the ability to start purchasing rollover video credits if you need more. Next is the pro plan here at $35 per month, and this is where you're finally going to get the removal of the watermark and the commercial use rights. Other than that, the only difference is a huge jump from 700 monthly credits to 2,300. And then finally, you have the fancy plan at $95 a month, the creme de la creativity, as they put it here, which is great copy. You gotta love that. And the only difference here is another huge jump in monthly credits to 6,000. Okay, so let's go ahead and hop over into the app itself. If you're watching along on video right now, you're going to be seeing the template library, and they break that into the three different features or the three different kind of tools that you can use within the platform here, the Pika Editions, the Pika Scenes, and the Pika Effects, or the Pika Effects, excuse me. And like many other generators we've seen, you can actually take and retry or reprompt these. If you click retry, it's literally just going to jump right into a generation. It's going to take place in the library. Right up here at the top, you can switch back between templates and library. And when I did the retry, for some reason, it didn't quite work. It actually dropped our little octopus character out of the video. But when I did the reprompt, and when you do click reprompt, if you're watching along on video again, you can see here, it basically gives you all the elements from this template, the video that they used, the image that they used to add into the video with Pika Editions, and the prompt as well. So when I reprompted it and I generated that, then it seemed to work. And you're seeing right here the output there. This little fun octopus guy, our octopus friend, was back in the results here. And this also kind of gives you an idea of how they prompt these Pika Editions. It reads, add this to my video. Based on the current actions in the original video, come up with a natural and engaging way to fit the object into the video. So this is an example of the Pika Editions feature. And you'll actually see in the library, we have a mixture of Pika Editions, Pika Scenes, and Pika Effects that we can switch through here. These first examples you're seeing here are all Pika Editions, but if we switch over to Pika Scenes, this is where you're going to see those. Here we have Jesus reading the Bible to a person, as well as a close-up shot of Thomas Jefferson and Jesus hugging. So some interestingly religious scenes in the Pika examples here, but I guess I was definitely curious what Thomas Jefferson and Jesus would have looked like hugging. So thank you for that, Pika. Here we have, some pet or animal-themed scenes. And if you were to click use one of these templates, it's going to do basically the same thing and give you the building blocks of the prompt that they used. In this case, it was a reference image of this little dog, and the prompt is, a pet is lying on a bed, fully tucked under white sheets, so on and so forth. So it basically lets you just restructure the same video and the same prompt. Here, a little further down the page, we have an example that was definitely going for the Titanic theme with the two people kissing, leaning on the side of a ship's railing, bundled in early 20th century coats, with the endless ocean stretching into the horizon beneath a clear, starry sky. And you can see, again, it's just two pretty generic headshots for our characters here. So again, definitely check out the links in the show notes. You should be able to check out the templates, I would imagine, even if you're on the free tiers. So take a look at these on your own time. Interestingly, though, there are also some public figures being shown here, which has been kind of a big topic of controversy when it comes to these video generation models and these video generations. Many of them prohibit the actual use of public figures, but as you can see here in this example, you can actually use a reference image of public figures. I do see Elon Musk and President Trump here camping with one another, which is definitely a feature that sets Pika apart from some of the other video generators that strictly, again, prohibit these generations. So just something to keep in mind. I don't really see a use case for generating images of public figures other than maybe for comic reasons, but I think there's a lot more pitfalls than there are benefits to that. So we're going to steer clear of that with our generations here on the AI Marketing Navigator. Okay, and then lastly, in our template library, here are some of those Pika effects. If you're not watching along on videos, there are things like tear it or poke it or peel it or destroy it. These existing videos, and here we have some examples of where, like, the peel it, for instance, is the element of the video is getting peeled like a sticker off of it. And it really is impressive how well these models can process these videos and images here and actually dynamically map and inpaint and interact with individual elements in the video. It's wild. Okay, so we've kind of seen now how each of these main features are meant to behave and how the prompts are built. Let's try and do some of our own building now. The first thing we're gonna do is try out our snowboarding prompt from all of the other tools that we tested from one of our recent episodes linked in the show notes. And again, what I think I'll do is start with the original model, the classic model, and just prompt it with our dynamic, very complex snowboarding prompt. And we'll see how the classic model deals with that. And then we'll try the latest state-of-the-art models as well so we can see how much it has improved. So I have selected the Pika 1.0 model, the classic model with classic features, as it says. You have an option here to turn on sound effects, which will automatically generate sound with your video. And then we have some advanced options as well, which are also pretty typical to the things we've seen in other video generators. You have a negative prompt where you can literally prompt the model what to avoid. You have a seed number, which is typically how you would associate an existing generation into a new model if you want to incorporate the style elements of that existing generation. Then we have things like frames per second and the strength of the motion and the consistency with the text in our generations. And then lastly is aspect ratio, which is a huge plus for these generators. You can generate in multiple formats for multiple different ads or multiple different type of placements. So you gotta love that. So we'll apply those settings and we're gonna just go ahead and paste in our snowboarding prompt here and stand by. We'll see how it does with Pika 1.0. Okay, and so that is generating right now. And right down here, I forgot to mention as we were doing this test, is where you can apply the style in the Pika 1.0. Again, this is the classic version, so this is all changed with Pika 1.5 and above, but you can also have some camera options here where you do your pan, your tilt, your rotate, your zoom. So these are the custom modifications we mentioned when we were overviewing the tool earlier. Okay, back to standing by. We will wait for this generation to finish before we move on to the newer model. Okay, and here is our generation. Let's see what it looks like. Yeah, and pretty typical and pretty much the same as our other generators. Lots of wacky stuff going on with the physics here. If you're not watching along on video, I will link this I will link this generation in the show notes, but it is very much the same as the other tests we did in those in those other models. Let's try the same prompt, but let's up the Pika model now to their latest state-of-the-art model. So I'll just go down here and I'll select Pika 2.1. We'll use the same prompt and I'm going to go ahead and generate and stand by. Okay, and here is our latest generation, and it's definitely an improvement from Pika 1.0, but it is clear that even Pika from Pika Labs still struggles with some of these dynamic motions as our snowboarder is maybe just kind of doing a dive off the edge of the half pipe, for those of you who aren't watching along. So hopefully Pika Labs or Pika integrates the video jam technology that we just talked about from Meta AI, just like all these other AI video generators hopefully do. And in the near future, we should be able to see dynamic prompts like these being handled ideally with no problem. Okay, next let's try the Pika effect. And I think we're gonna cakeify just one of my headshots from one of the thumbnails from a recent episode. So I just threw in that headshot and I'm gonna select my Pika effects here. And again, here's where you can see all of those fun effects from squish it to poke it to cakeify it. And they have a bunch more here like explode it or crumble it, melt it. So let's just try a couple of them. I think we're going to cakeify it and generate that one and we'll see what that looks like. And then let's also melt it. We'll generate that. And then let's explode it as well just for fun and we'll see how all of these look. So stand by. Okay, and we have our generations and I have to say they're pretty funny. I don't think the cake one worked out quite as well as I thought it would. It's a little bit terrifying, first of all, to see yourself sliced into cake. But I think maybe a different object or element would have worked a little better there. But we have the melt one here. We can definitely try it as a trip. Melt onto my desk and floor. And then we also have the explode prompt, which is pretty cool as well. So that's the peak effects. And again, you can kind of get the idea of what you can do with those with your existing elements and stuff in your images. Okay, next I want to demo the Pika scenes. And I think what I'll do is I'll just use one of their templates and I'll throw in a headshot from one of our recent thumbnails. Let's do like this one with the duck sitting at the president's desk or something like that. And we'll just replace the duck with the headshot for tonight's thumbnail, just in case anyone was wondering what it would look like with an AI marketing navigator sitting in the Oval Office. Okay, let's go ahead and generate that and see how it works. Okay, and here we have our results, and it's a little disorienting and kind of creepy. And the size and proportions are a little bit off here and there, but I am pretty impressed with the results. I also love how the Funko Pops got thrown into the Oval Office in the background as well. It's a little mixture of Oval Office slash AI Marketing Navigator home studio. So anyway, that is Pika Scenes. And as quick and dirty as this is, you can see the potential for sure. Cut here. Okay, and then last but not least, let's try the Pika Editions. And this is the whole reason I wanted to do the episode on Pika today, so we could try this new Pika Edition feature. And I'm going to use just the basic Pika Edition prompt that they have here. Add this to my video. Based on the current actions in the original video, come up with a natural and engaging way to fit the object into the video. So I just shot a really quick like panoramic view of my desk and my workstation. And then I generated in Canva actually this little fuzzy purple creature. So I'm going to upload that video and that creature and we're going to see how the Pika Editions combines them. I hope and I imagine that it would maybe put some creatures on my desk or on the shelf in the background. We'll see how it works in this demo. And again, I'm just going to test it for you guys live. So if it doesn't work, you'll see that as well. But we'll try and get something that kind of demonstrates the capabilities of Pika Edition. So I'm going to upload my video and my image. Stand by. Okay. And here is our result. And I am pretty impressed. We have our purple creature, fuzzy creature standing on our desk. And he does walk along with our camera motion a little bit. I would have hoped that it kind of went along the entire video and he continued to walk around the desk. But this is, again, super quick and dirty. We just threw these in here in about 2 minutes and generated this. I just wanted you guys to get a look at the Peak Editions feature. Check out the examples in the template gallery to get a really good idea of how the tool works. And definitely share your examples in the comments if you have some time to create any Peak Editions. I think it's a great, fun way to demonstrate the capabilities of these AI models. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.